An increased police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack at London Bridge. The assailant was shot dead by police. Usman Khan had served 6 years of a 16-year prison sentence for terrorism. He was paroled in 2018. Here's AP's Zaria Shackley.
Two people were killed and three wounded in the attack. Neil Basu, London's police counter-terrorism chief, said 28-year-old Usman Khan was attending a program that works to educate prisoners when he launched Friday's attack, just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Basu said the suspect appeared to be wearing a bomb vest, but it turned out to be a hoax explosive device. Police said they were treating the stabbing as a terrorist attack and were not actively looking for other suspects. Health officials said one of the wounded was in critical but stable condition. One was stable and the third had less serious injuries. Zaria Shackley, London.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today had more praise for members of the public who clearly saved lives when they intervened yesterday. London Police Chief Cressida Dick voiced appreciation as well.
In those terrible, terrible events of yesterday, I am just astonished to see what members of the public did, showing incredible bravery, coming together, helping the police, responding to every instruction. So extraordinary courage, really quick thinking from all sorts of people, and then amazing compassion.
The former head of the National Counterterrorism Security Office in the UK, Chris Phillips, questioned why the attacker, Usman Khan, was on parole.
I think the bigger scheme of things here, we need to re-look at the way terrorist prisoners are dealt with and how they are put through the criminal justice system. At the moment, they're being treated like normal prisoners. They are not normal prisoners.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack.